And so just the last little thing I want to say, I remember us going out on alms round, and I just have to say that to go out in the morning before the sun rises barefoot and walk on the little dikes between the rice paddies, you know, after the rainy season, for some miles to a village, which, and then walk through the streets that are unpaved and these dirt streets and these houses made of bamboo with the water buffalo underneath maybe and so forth and have people come and offer food, especially when we were first there. It felt really timeless. It didn't feel like it was probably very different than it had been 2,000 years before. It was quite, it was one of the great privileges of my life, really, to be able to do that. Very wonderful. So we would go out for alms round, and I remember coming back one day, and Ajahn Chah looked at me and he said, "Did they give you much food?" You know, kind of teasing as he would. And he said, "You know they're not feeding you, don't you?" He said, "They're not, it's not, you don't have enough good karma for them to be really giving you anything." Which I kind of agreed with, and I reflected a little for a moment. And he said, "You're living off the karma of the Buddha." He said, "You go out there, and they don't even know who you are. They ever heard some Westerner with a long nose who's out there, you know, and a shaven head." He said, "It's really the karma of the Buddha. They see you, and you remind them of something that they so respect and value, this possibility of awakening, the beauty of the awakened heart, the compassion of the Buddha that they've heard about for their whole life, and they see you, and you remind them of that karma, and so they'll even give you food, because you remind of that." And there's some way in which I feel like that stream which came from the Buddha and the Buddhas, from the awakened ones, and through this long lineages of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of practitioners in the forest, of monks and nuns, in the mountains and caves and so forth, down through Ajahn Sao and Ajahn Mun and Ajahn Tongrad and Ajahn Chah, finally to Ajahn Sumedho and the others here, that it's some stream that we have the grace to have entered. It's not really ours at all. And that stream is moving in this room, and we're all in it. You're all in it as well. And that's what matters, that you can feel that stream and let it touch your heart. And the Buddha said at one point, as long as one person on this earth is still truly practicing the teachings of the Dharma, of seeing what's true in with the eyes of a Buddha, then the Dharma will not be lost. And so you have it. I thank you.